You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 best place to work for financial advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Happy New Year to you, and welcome to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you as always by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck, ready to get 2021 started and put 2020 behind us. I'm sure as a bunch of you listening want to do the same. On last week's show, we're talking about the five areas of the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which really have to do with you, and it really has to do with your planning as you get into retirement, or if you already are in retirement. There's five distinct areas that you need: an income plan, an investment plan, tax plan, healthcare plan, and legacy plan. And at SHP, we always want to make sure our clients have those areas addressed, built out, and we have some sort of plan to go along with each one. Last week, we started with income. And on this new series, we're going to kind of work our way through these five areas, but really dissect each area really, you know, closely, because income planning is so much more than, yep, send me a check every month, my portfolio. It's very detailed. So we're going to get into that today, into building the proper income plan. So when you retire, the money that you want, that you need to take vacations, to cover your bills, keeps coming in. And then number two, we're going to talk about variables. There's so many variables that keep a lot of you up at night as it relates to what are things that could affect my income. What are the variables? Like if taxes go up, if we need more healthcare expenses, there's a lot more, but that's what we're going to talk about today. With that being said, Keith and Matt, happy new year to you. We're ready to go for 2021.
Absolutely. I mean, just talk about, as you were saying at the beginning, talk about a year that I'm very happy is in the rearview mirror. You know, days are now going to start getting, you know, longer and longer, you know, 3 minutes at a time, but
chip away, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and certainly, you know, holidays and Christmas were really nice too, so kind of had a nice little close-knit type of holiday, you know, because with COVID and everything, but yeah. Look forward to that being the last COVID Christmas forever, please, oh please.
Yes. It's the holiday, you know, you go through that period of time, you know, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, and you get past it and you have what I call the holiday letdown. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just such a fun time, especially if you have young kids like we all do, to live through that experience. But Matt, I agree with you. Hopefully that is the last COVID Christmas that we ever have to have, because, you know, it was a little bit different, a little bit smaller, a little bit more, I guess, unique.
Yeah, right.
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
than years past, but hopefully we can get back to the traditions that we're all used to. But, you know, it was still a fun time, still a great time to be with the kids. But let's get 2021 going.
Absolutely. Yeah, same thing with me. I mean, I think, hopefully I don't ruin the Christmas for my kids, because I never want to miss any opportunity. Like, this, we're going to watch this movie this night.
Yeah, 100%.
This movie the next night. We're going to go watch to this house that has the lights.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know how quick it goes. And my parents always remind me, like, it goes so fast that you want to seize the moment. And now they're 9 and 12, and it's like, man, where'd the time go?
Absolutely.
And 12 years old, huh?
It's crazy. You'll be a teenager next year. This year. Jeez. That's time flying. So basically, I'm kind of sad that Christmas is over, but also excited to get on to 2021. And I think, you know, we talk about building a roadmap, right? And we've said this for years, we'll continue to say it. When we take on a client, it's really, you know, we've been doing this for so long that we want to make, like, you don't just come in and like, a lot of, I think in our industry, a lot of people want to get married the first date and they want to bring on a client right away. But
right.
In this industry, I think it's important. Like, we need to sit down with folks that are listening to see if you're a good fit for what we do. We don't just bring on every single person. I know it sounds cliche, but that's the truth. And we want to make sure that as you're listening, that we're a good fit for you. And where I think SHP differentiates itself from other companies is all these companies, they want to build your portfolio, sell you an annuity, and nothing wrong with either, but it's more of like, and that's like your whole plan. And here, we believe that we need five individual plans. We call the SHP Retirement Roadmap. It's a trademark process designed for you. We need an income plan. Where is your income going to come from? When your paycheck stops, we need some income to keep coming in. Investment strategy is important. How is your money going to be managed? The risk tolerance. Tax planning. My gosh, we can talk for 6 hours on tax planning and all the different changes there. Healthcare costs, healthcare planning. This keeps people up at night. What if healthcare costs go up? The cost of healthcare already is expensive. Long-term care. Finally, estate planning and legacy planning. Those are areas that, if you have all those addressed, in my opinion, it leads to more confidence because you can stop worrying about all these variables because you've addressed as many things as you can. In life, we always have variables. We can't address everything. But if we can control as much as we can with proper planning, that's where we start. And last week, Matt, we talked about the first step to building, and what I think is probably the most important plan, is building an income plan.
Mm-hmm.
Without income, there's no retirement. And a lot of people listening are like, yes, I agree. That's my number one fear because I don't want to run out of money. The first step is building, knowing what your expenses are. And if you missed last week's show, just go to shpfinancial.com. You can go to our radio tab. Or if you listen to podcasts, type in SHP Financial. Last week's show, we showed how to create a retirement budget and the best way to do that. So Matt, when we're starting to build this income plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say folks listening, yep, I listened to last week's show. I got the budget down. I know my expenses. What's the next step?
So the next step is that we catalog all of the fixed income sources. Because Derek, as you mentioned, you know, people, when you're working, your labor and your job is your earned income. But once you retire, that's it. That sort of pillar that supported everything for so many years is now gone. So then what we do is, same as we catalog expenses, we start to catalog someone's fixed income. So the first most people will qualify for is Social Security. So we go through Social Security benefits. What are your benefits? What are your spouse's benefits? What type of strategies, you know, might be used, like, okay, delaying or taking early or whatever that may be. Then we move on to pensions. Not everyone has access to a pension, but it's something that we want to ask. Like, for example, sometimes we find old pensions. Mm-hmm. You know, Derek, you and I shared a client where, the woman, she had lost her husband, but she found out that he had an old pension at a hospital, years ago that she didn't even know existed. So, you know, let's go through your pensions. And same idea, provide the type of analysis. Okay, what type of, how should we take the pension? Should it be lump sum? Should we take some type of survivorship or no survivorship or whatever that may be? Then also, lastly, is rental income. Or not lastly, two more things. Rental income. Do we have any rental properties? Are they producing any income? What type of increases have you seen, in your rents? Are they profitable? And, I mean, some people have properties that just, barely cover costs, but hey, maybe it's a family member living in there,
Yep.
So how much can we rely on that, and do you want to continue to be a landlord? Not everyone does, especially going into retirement. The last, which I kind of stumbled over before, is any type of interest income or dividends and whatnot. And I kind of chuckle because I think CDs and interest income, which used to be, gosh, so many years ago when we all started, was actually a significant source, not so much, but dividends, and bonds and those types of interest payments, and maybe they do have an old annuity or whatever that may be, but we really try to go through and dig deep into all of their income sources and then start to do some math. How much does that add up to versus how much your expenses are?
And it sounds easy, but I'm telling you, you'd be surprised how many folks come into our office and we help them with this. This is a big concern. You don't want to get this part wrong. So like Matt said, it's really adding your expenses, adding up your fixed income. Let's say we had a client that came in a couple weeks ago and their expenses were about $80,000 a year. And their fixed income from Social Security, a pension, rental, everything else was about, so if the $80,000 was their expenses, they only had $60,000 coming in, so they were short $20,000 plus taxes. So the first thing we wanted to do is address that and make sure they had a plan in place, which was going to give them the income that they needed to sustain themselves. So if you're listening, do you have that in place? Are you sure you have a plan in place that's going to give you the income you need going forward? If you're not sure or you want it double checked, come in for an evaluation. There's no cost to do so. It's a visit to either a Zoom meeting or one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. Call right now. Get the new year started right. Get the appointment in the books. 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can go to shpfinancial.com. Okay, now we've created this income plan. What are the variables that could affect your income? This is what a lot of you and a lot of people I talk to lose sleep over at night on what things could happen to affect their income in retirement. We're going to address this right after the break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. It's Derek Gregoire here with Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And we're starting this new series going through the five areas, the five most important plans we think you have to have for retirement. And we think they're that important that many, many years ago, we designed and trademarked a process called the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which is designed to address these five areas. Because we see so many folks that come into our office, hear our radio show, see us on TV, whatever it is, and they have all these worries, right, in their mind about, like, I'm worried if this happens, if that happens, if taxes go up, if the market crashes, if this... But sometimes they don't do anything to address them. And it's like, how much better would you feel if you took the time and addressed these areas of concern so that you can focus on what matters most to you in your retirement, right? So we talked about if you don't have an income plan, Keith, that's like the first area we should start with, is having an income plan, knowing your expenses, knowing your fixed income, knowing your income gap. There's so many folks that don't have a handle on this. And I'll share a story quick of one of my clients that that joined us, right? And for years, he's been basically saving money, right? Didn't have a high paying job, but he saved about $2 million. Him and his wife, she kind of stayed home, raised the children. He was working multiple jobs, saved a couple million bucks. And it's amazing because now he came in, and let's say he was 68. He had this belief that, you know, you have to wait till 70 because you're not going to have enough, right? And you're so worried. And I think a lot of you might be in the same boat. You're so worried that you haven't saved enough, and you're so worried to touch your portfolio. But at the same time, he's 68 years old. Now, God willing, he might have 20, 30 years left or more. But now, isn't there a time you want to enjoy this money? And so I told him, I said, Joe, you need like $30,000 out of like a $2 million portfolio. You could have started drawing on this 3-4 years ago, taken trips with your family, done the things you want to do. But because he didn't feel like he had an overall plan, and until you create one for them, mm-hmm. If you don't have a plan, you're nervous, right, Keith? And you don't know what you don't know, so you're afraid to spend, so you don't do what you should be doing and enjoying your retirement if you save properly, and then it becomes a cycle.
Yeah, it reminds me of a client that I was working with up on the North Shore. And when we first started working with him and building his plan and showing him how distribution should work, I said, what were you doing prior to this? And he said, my advisor just told me to give him a call when I needed money. And he goes, so I really wasn't spending as much as I wanted to or as much as I could. I was just kind of living more month to month.
There was no guardrails. Just call me when you need money. That's not really right.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I think having that written income plan, you know, like for your client that you sat down and said, look, here's where the buckets of money are going to go. Here's where the distributions are going to come from. The same thing I did for my client empowers them to spend and gives 100%. Them confidence to enjoy retirement, because you're right. 68 years old, you don't know what the future is going to bring. And if you're healthy and you have enough money to enjoy retirement and you actually want to retire, you got to do the traveling. You got to, you know, that bucket list, right? Yeah. You got to create that bucket list and start crossing things off while you can do it. Well, you know, because that's not guaranteed.
You're right, Keith. Exactly right. I think fear is an emotion that drives a lot of us, unfortunately. And I think even when you get to the point, like, all right, great, I've saved this amount of money. I have enough income for the rest of my life. But what if this happens? What if taxes go up? What if healthcare costs rise? What if the market has a crash? And so even I think a lot of folks even listening can relate, because do you feel that way? Like, it's almost like, all right, I feel like I have enough. The market's done well, but now you're worried about, it's like in life, you're always worried about the next thing. You get past one thing, now you're worried about the next thing. And our job, from a financial standpoint, is to help, you know, deal with, Matt, with as many variables as we can, because true planning doesn't just put a bandaid on the wound. It creates the actual, what's going on, like, what's the whole problem with the plan? What are you actually worried about? And I mean that because just having an income plan is fine, but if it's all, if taxes go up and that messes your whole plan up, then that's a problem.
Well, I guess think of it this way, guys. I mean, when we develop a plan, I think maybe we should, you know, step back and remind people that the plan is a living, breathing animal. Yes. I mean, this isn't something that we do once. And similar to what we talked about this show as well as past shows, like, okay, we, you know, we do a catalog of your expenses and a catalog of your income, and then sort of come up with your income gap on a regular basis, or you know, when they first come in. But we're doing that annually. I mean, you know, every year I'm sitting in all the advisors are sitting of SHP are sitting with their clients to review what their numbers are and what has changed. You know, has, I mean, you know, we talked about Social Security, it only got about 1.5% increase, you know, I think this year, and I'm sure that probably got gobbled up by any Medicare increase, you know, at the same time. And so one thing that we're doing is we're constantly updating our numbers to say, okay, you know, what have the changes of taxes have done, and what about Social Security, and have we lost or gained any of those income sources? Mm-hmm. You know, like we talked about last session was the, you know, rental property. Maybe you sold the rental property because you were sick of being a landlord, right? So, okay, what's changed? But then I think, you know, both the stories that you guys share, what I love about our planning is the stress tests that we do to it.
Yep.
So not only do you establish it and say, okay, let's run it out for 5, 10, you know, 15 years and have that plan in place to give you that confidence, you know, that Keith was mentioning, but then let's also stress test things. Let's, okay, what if there's a bear market? You know, what if taxes go up crazy? What if inflation, you know, does this or that to the portfolio? Because then you can see, all right, will my plan stand up to all these what ifs that you were talking about, Derek? So I love it. It has both those features of having a plan, being able to kind of set your watch to it, but also being able to stress test all the things that, you know, I wouldn't say the pessimists out there, but the people that are worried about these things that won't spend the money, seeing what that can do to it is just, oh.
Well, that's real planning.
The value.
That's the difference between portfolio.
Right.
So many people out there right now have a portfolio and very few people have a plan. I've said mm-hmm. that. We've all said that for 17 years since we started the company. And a lot of folks right now, it's like, yeah, you might have an income plan, but is it this like building, like building a house that's kind of wobbly and it's there, but it's like one storm would blow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to build that house, that income plan, and then test, put fire on it, put rain and wind and how, you know, is it still stand up? Does it still stand up? Right. And that's a huge, you know, from a planning standpoint, those are huge, huge, huge things that have to be dealt with. And I think the satisfaction I have, I mean, this happens a lot, but right before the holidays, right before Christmas, 2 weeks before, I had a client come in. They've been clients for many years, and they're just great people. And they're like, you know, Derek, we've always wanted this house in Florida, and we've never really brought it up to you, but we just never thought we could afford it. You know, they've saved $2.5 million, $3 million, but they have expenses and hobbies and boats, and they say, no, we'd love to have this place in Florida. And the cool part is we run it through their system and say, hey, here's a deal. You, even if you have, let's say you either pay cash or you have a mortgage, here's what it looked like in your plan. And maybe they leave a little bit less to the next generation and their children. But at the end of the day, they can have this place in Florida to enjoy with their family, with their friends. And they were like literally high-fiving, like, this is perfect. But a lot of people don't know what they don't know. And that's what we want to make. We want to encourage you. Again, we've been doing this since 2003. I want to remind you that this atmosphere with our firm, if you've been to these in the past, this isn't like put you into a room and make a decision if you want to work with us. This is a real open-end consultation for you and for our firm to see if we can help, to see if we're a good fit. And to sit down with us, there's no cost. But I don't know if you're into New Year's resolutions, but for me, I want to make sure all my I's, all my T's are dotted, especially when it comes to something important like retirement planning and being able to enjoy what you have. So with that being said, take us up on the offer. We have a few appointments available over the next couple of weeks. You can do a Zoom or you can do Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. The number is 800-227-7777. So call right now and book that visit, 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit right online and get a ton of information on our website, which is shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to leave you with our SHP tip of the week as it relates to planning and your retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing. Or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, so hopefully you got some good value out of what the most, in my opinion, out of the five areas of the retirement roadmap here at SHP Financial. Building an income plan is so important because without income, there is no retirement. And Keith, we always want to leave everyone with the tip of the week. Last week, it was knowing how to build an expense spreadsheet or a budget for retirement. That's kind of like just getting the ball rolling. But when you're building a true income plan, what's the next tip for this week?
Yeah, then you got to, we discussed a little earlier, find your fixed income sources. What is your Social Security going to look like? Do you have a strategy that you want to employ, or have you looked at the different Social Security strategies? Pension. What is your pension income? Do you have any rental income? What is your dividend and interest income? And kind of formulate all those numbers and kind of do the math between, you know, those fixed income numbers versus your expenses. And typically what you're going to find is you have an income gap, right?
Yep.
The amount of money your portfolio or your income plan needs to generate to allow you to do the things that you want to do in retirement year after year. And now there's other pieces that go in it, such as inflation and things like that. But that's really kind of the big thing, is find that income gap.
So Matt, knowing your income gap is simple math. It's it's your income minus your expenses.
Yep.
Your base income, not counting investments, just straight base income minus expenses. And most of our clients have a gap. And but you in order to retire, I feel like you have to know that gap, right? The income gap.
Right.
And it's so important, because how do you know if you've saved enough?
Well, and that's my point, is to kind of build on that, right? So my tip, or to kind of supplement what Keith mentioned, is now start to, once you have been able to identify what that is, now start to think about all the different variables that are sort of in your life. Definitely. Now, everyone's situation is different, but there's certain similarities, like, you know, things that, you know, geeks like us talk about, like inflation and what's the impact there. But, you know, and taxes, of course, and I think a lot of people will think about taxes. But I think when it comes to, you know, people's personal situation, think about, you know, what the effect on your income gap would be if you move. Are you planning on downsizing? Are you not planning on downsizing? Are we going to be traveling once COVID goes away? Going to be traveling more, or are you pretty much done because of what's happened? You know, what about grandkids? What about your kids? Are they going to need support? Are they not going to need support? I mean, take that income gap and now layer in to think about all the different things that are going to affect that, both now and then, in, you know, going forward, because you want to make sure that you start to think about these what ifs and to be ready when the curveball comes.
And I think that's a great point, the way you put it, Matt, because you have this, obviously you have an income, a lot of people have an income deficit, right? Let's say your expenses are $100,000 and your income's $70,000, right? That's a $30,000 deficit. Well, if we just plan for that, that's not going to hold up, because like Matt said, let's say inflation kicks in and goes high. And let's say taxes go up. So that same $30,000 you need now to meet your living standards might be $50,000 in 10 years or more, or we don't know, because that's why it's important not to just build a plan, but think about all the things that could affect it and then address them, right? That's true planning, is addressing them so you don't have to worry. Hey, if inflation goes up, we're okay. If taxes go up, we're okay. Or we can do things to address it so we're not in a high tax bracket down the road. We did how many conversions did we do last year for Roth conversions in 2020? And we'll do them as long as the tax code permits for the clients that it makes sense for. Bottom line is, I mean, as you're listening, we're very passionate about this. We've been doing this since 2003. Are we a good fit for you and for us? We don't know, right? But all I know is if you're listening and you can relate to this, you've probably worked a good chunk of your life, if not all your life, trying to get to this place called retirement. And you want to make sure you have every I dotted, T crossed. And especially when it comes on today's show to having an income plan, that you have an income plan that's going to sustain you through the good and the bad in retirement. And I know there's always other worries and health and life issues that come up. But if we can control as many things as we can, and this is a starting point, please take control of that for your own retirement. And again, we've been doing this since 03. We welcome you to come in, sit down. There's no cost to sit down with our team, see if we're a good fit, but make sure you see what makes it different here, because most firms, it's portfolio. Over here, there's so much more than just a portfolio in retirement. It's planning, it's income, it's tax strategies, and more. So the number to call to book this visit or a Zoom meeting is 800-227-7777. As we welcome the new year, get it as a New Year's resolution. Take it, get a second opinion, or start building out a first opinion for your own strategy for retirement. 800-227-7777. Or you can also go to our website, book a visit there, and get a ton of information at shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. Happy New Year, everyone, and we hope you enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 best place to work for financial advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Happy New Year to you, and welcome to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you as always by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck, ready to get 2021 started and put 2020 behind us. I'm sure as a bunch of you listening want to do the same. On last week's show, we're talking about the five areas of the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which really have to do with you, and it really has to do with your planning as you get into retirement, or if you already are in retirement. There's five distinct areas that you need: an income plan, an investment plan, tax plan, healthcare plan, and legacy plan. And at SHP, we always want to make sure our clients have those areas addressed, built out, and we have some sort of plan to go along with each one. Last week, we started with income. And on this new series, we're going to kind of work our way through these five areas, but really dissect each area really, you know, closely, because income planning is so much more than, yep, send me a check every month for my portfolio. It's very detailed. So we're going to get into that today, into building the proper income plan. So when you retire, the money that you want, that you need to take vacations, to cover your bills, keeps coming in. And then number two, we're going to talk about variables. There's so many variables that keep a lot of you up at night as it relates to what are things that could affect my income. What are the variables? Like if taxes go up, if we need more healthcare expenses, there's a lot more, but that's what we're going to talk about today. With that being said, Keith and Matt, happy new year to you. We're ready to go for 2021.
Absolutely. I mean, just talk about, as you were saying at the beginning, talk about a year that I'm very happy is in the rearview mirror. You know, days are now going to start getting, you know, longer and longer, you know, 3 minutes at a time, but
chip away, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and certainly, you know, holidays and Christmas were really nice too, so kind of had a nice little close-knit type of holiday, you know, because with COVID and everything, but yeah. Look forward to that being the last COVID Christmas forever, please, oh please.
Yes. It's a you know, you go through that period of time, you know, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, and you get past it and you have what I call the holiday letdown. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just such a fun time, especially if you have young kids like we all do, to live through that experience. But Matt, I agree with you. Hopefully that is the last COVID Christmas that we ever have to have, because, you know, it was a little bit different, a little bit smaller, a little bit more, I guess, unique.
Yeah, right.
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
than years past, but hopefully we can get back to the traditions that we're all used to. But, you know, it was still a fun time, still a great time to be with the kids. But let's get 2021 going.
Absolutely. Yeah, same thing with me. I mean, I love, like, I think hopefully I don't ruin the Christmas for my kids, because they like I never want to miss any opportunity. Like this, we're gonna watch this movie this night.
Yeah, 100%.
This movie the next night. We're gonna go watch to this house that has the you know the
lights
that,
and that lights,
do this.
Yeah.
And it's like I you know how quick it goes. And my parents always remind me like it goes so fast that you want to seize the moment. And now they're 9 and 12, and it's like man, where'd the time go?
Absolutely. Wow.
And 12 years old, huh?
It's crazy. You'll be a teenager next year. This year. Yeah. This year. Jeez. That's time flying. So basically, I'm kind of sad that Christmas is over, but also excited to get on to 2021. And I think, you know, we talk about building a roadmap, right? And we've said this for years, we'll continue to say it. When we take on a client, it's really, you know, we've been doing this for so long that we want to make, like, you don't just come in and like, a lot of, I think in our industry, a lot of people want to, they want to get married the first date and they want to bring on a client right away. But
right.
In this industry, I think it's important, like, we need to sit down with folks that are listening to see if you're a good fit for what we do. We don't just bring on every single person. I know it sounds cliche, but that's the truth. And we want to make sure that as you're listening, that we're a good fit for you. And where I think SHP differentiates itself from other companies is all these companies, they want to build your portfolio, sell you an annuity, and nothing wrong with either, but it's more of like, and that's like your whole plan. And here, we believe that we need 5 individual plans. We call the SHP Retirement Roadmap. It's a trademark process designed for you. We need an income plan. Where is your income going to come from? When your paycheck stops, we need some income to keep coming in. Investment strategy is important. How is your money going to be managed? The risk tolerance. Tax planning. My gosh, we can talk for 6 hours on tax planning and all the different changes there. Healthcare costs. Healthcare planning. This keeps people up at night. What if healthcare costs go up? The cost of healthcare already is expensive. Long-term care. Finally, estate planning and legacy planning. Those are areas that if you have all those addressed, in my opinion, it leads to more confidence because you don't have to, you can stop worrying about all these variables because you've addressed as many things as you can. In life, we're always at variables. We can't address everything, but if we can control as much as we can with proper planning, that's where we start. And last week, Matt, we talked about the first step to building and what I think is probably the most important plan is building an income plan.
Mm-hmm.
Without income, there's no retirement. And a lot of people listening are like, yes, I agree. That's my number one fear because I don't want to run out of money. The first step is building, knowing what your expenses are. And if you missed last week's show, just go to shpfinancial.com. You can go to our radio tab. Or if you listen to podcasts, type in SHP Financial. Last week's show, we showed how to create a retirement budget and the best way to do that. So Matt, when we're starting to build this income plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say folks listening, yep, I listened to last week's show. I got the budget down. I know my expenses. What's the next step?
So the next step is that we catalog all of the fixed income sources. Because Derek, as you mentioned, you know, people, when you're working, your labor and your job is your earned income. But once you retire, that's it. That sort of pillar that supported everything for so many years is now gone. So then what we do is, same as we catalog expenses, we start to catalog someone's fixed income. So the first most people will qualify for is Social Security. So we go through Social Security benefits. What are your benefits? What are your spouse's benefits? What type of strategies, you know, might be used, like, okay, delaying or taking early or whatever that may be. Then we move on to pensions. Not everyone has access to a pension, but that's something that we want to ask. Like, for example, sometimes we find old pensions. Mm-hmm. You know, Derek, you and I shared a client where, you know, the woman, you know, she had lost her husband, but she found out that he had an old pension at a hospital, you know, years ago that she didn't even know existed. So, you know, let's go through your pensions. And same idea, provide the type of analysis. Okay, what type of, how should we take the pension? Should it be lump sum? Should we take some type of survivorship or no survivorship or whatever that may be? Then also, lastly, is rental income. Or not lastly, two more things. Rental income. You know, do we have any rental properties? Are they producing any income? What type of increases have you seen, you know, in your rents? Are they profitable? I mean, some people have properties that just, you know, barely cover costs, but hey, you know, maybe it's a family member living in there, you know, so how much can we rely on that? And do you want to continue to be a landlord? You know, not everyone does, especially going into retirement. The last, which I kind of stumbled over before, is any type of interest income or dividends and whatnot. And I kind of chuckle because I think CDs and interest income, which used to be, gosh, so many years ago when we all started, was actually a significant source, not so much, but dividends, you know, and bonds and those types of interest payments. And maybe they do have an old annuity or whatever that may be, but we really try try to go through and dig deep into all of their income sources and then start to do some math. How much does that add up to versus how much your expenses are?
And that sounds, it sounds easy, but I'm telling you, you'd be surprised how many folks come into our office and we help them with this. This is a big concern. You don't want to get this part wrong. So like Matt said, it's really adding your expenses, adding up your fixed income. Let's say we had a client that came in a couple weeks ago and their expenses were about $80,000 a year. And their fixed income from Social Security, pension, rental, everything else was about, so if the $80,000 was their expenses, they only had $60,000 coming in. So they were short $20,000 plus taxes. So the first thing we wanted to do is address that and make sure they had a plan in place, which was going to give them the income that they needed to sustain themselves. So if you're listening, if do you have that in place? Are you sure you have a plan in place that's going to give you the income you need going forward? If you're not sure or you want it double checked, come in for an evaluation. There's no cost to do so. It's a visit to either a Zoom meeting or one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. Call right now. Get the new year started right. Get the appointment in the books. 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can go to shpfinancial.com. Okay, now we've created this income plan. What are the variables that could affect your income? This is what a lot of you and a lot of people I talk to lose sleep over at night on what things could happen to affect their income in retirement. We're going to address this right after the break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. It's Derek Gregoire here with Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And we're starting this new series going through the five areas, the five most important plans we think you have to have for retirement. And we think they're that important that many, many years ago, we designed and trademarked a process called the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which is designed to address these five areas. Because we see so many folks that come into our office, hear our radio show, see us on TV, whatever it is, and they have all these worries, right, in their mind about, like, I'm worried if this happens, if that happens, if taxes go up, if the market crashes, if this... But sometimes they don't do anything to address them. And it's like, how much better would you feel if you took the time and addressed these areas of concern so that you can focus on what matters most to you in your retirement, right? So we talked about if you don't have an income plan, Keith, that's like the first area we should start with, is having an income plan, knowing your expenses, knowing your fixed income, knowing your income gap. There's so many folks that don't have a handle on this. And I'll share a story quick of one of my clients that that joined us, right? And for years, he's been basically saving money, right? Didn't have a high paying job, but he saved about $2 million. Him and his wife, she kind of stayed home, raised the kid children. He was working multiple jobs, saved a couple million bucks. And it's amazing because now he came in and let's say he was 68. He had this belief that, you know, you have to wait till 70 because you're not going to have enough, right? And you're so worried. I think a lot of you might be in the same boat. You're so worried that you haven't saved enough, and you're so worried to touch your portfolio. But at the same time, he's 68 years old. Now, God willing, he might have 20, 30 years left or more. But now, isn't there a time you want to enjoy this money? And so I told him, I said, Joe, you need like $30,000 out of like a $2 million portfolio. You could have started drawing on this 3-4 years ago, taking trips with your family, done the things you want to do. But because he didn't feel like he had an overall plan, and until you create one for them, mm-hmm. If you don't have a plan, you're nervous, right, Keith? And you don't know what you don't know, so you're afraid to spend, so you don't do what you should be doing and enjoying your retirement. if you save properly, and then it becomes a cycle.
Yeah, it reminds me of a client that I was working with up on the North Shore. And when we first started working with him and building his plan and showing him how distribution should work, I said, what were you doing prior to this? And he said, my advisor just told me to give him a call when I needed money. And he goes, so I really wasn't spending as much as I wanted to or as much as I could. I was just kind of living more month to month.
There's no guardrails. Just call me when you need money. That's not
that,
really
right. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I think having that written income plan, you know, like for your client that you sat sure. down and said, look, here's where the buckets of money are going to go. Here's where the distributions are going to come from. The same thing I did for my client empowers them to spend and gives 100%. Them confidence to enjoy retirement because you're right. 68 years old, you don't know what the future is going to bring. And if you're healthy and you have enough money to enjoy retirement and you actually want to retire, you gotta do the traveling. You gotta, you know, that bucket list, right? Yeah. You gotta create that bucket list and start crossing things off while you can do it. Well, you know, because that's not guaranteed.
You're right, Keith. Exactly right. I think fear is an emotion that drives a lot of us, unfortunately. And I think even when you get to the point, like, all right, great, I've saved enough of money. I've saved this amount of money. I have enough income for the rest of my life. But what if this happens? What if taxes go up? What if healthcare costs rise? What if the market has a crash? And so even I think a lot of folks even listening can relate because do you feel that way? Like, it's almost like, all right, I feel like I have enough. The market's done well. But now you're worried about, it's like in life, you're always worried about the next thing. You get past one thing, now you're worried about the next thing. And our job as from a financial standpoint is to help, you know, deal with Matt with as many variables as we can, because true planning doesn't just put a bandaid on the wound. It creates the actual, what's going on, like what's the whole problem with the plan? What are you actually worried about? And I mean that because just having an income plan is fine, but if taxes go up and that messes your whole plan up, then that's a problem.
Well, I guess think of it this way, guys. I mean, when we develop a plan, I think maybe we should, you know, step back and remind people that the plan is a living, breathing animal. Yes. I mean, this isn't something that we do once. And similar to what we've talked about this show as well as past shows, like, okay, we do a catalog of your expenses and a catalog of your income, and then sort of come up with your income gap on a regular basis or you know, when they first come in. But we're doing that annually. I mean, you know, every year I'm sitting in well, all the advisors are sitting of SHP are sitting with their clients to review what their numbers are and what has changed. You know, we talked about Social Security, it only got about a 1.5% increase, you know, I think this year. And I'm sure that probably got gobbled up by any Medicare increase, you know, at the same time. And so one thing that we're doing is we're constantly updating our numbers to say, okay, you know, what have the changes of taxes have done, and what about Social Security, and have we lost or gained any of those income sources? Mm-hmm. You know, like we talked about last session was the, you know, rental property. Maybe you sold the rental property because you were sick of being a landlord, right? So, okay, what's changed? But then I think, you know, both the stories that you guys share, what I love about our planning is the stress tests that we do to it.
Yep.
So not only do you establish it and say, okay, let's run it out for 5, 10, you know, 15 years and have that plan in place to give you that confidence, you know, that Keith was mentioning, but then let's also stress test things. Let's, okay, what if there's a bear market? You know, what if taxes go up crazy? What if inflation, you know, does this or that to the portfolio? Because then you can see, all right, will my plan stand up to all these what ifs that you were talking about, Derek? So I love it. It has both those features of having a plan, being able to kind of set your watch to it, but also being able to stress test all the things that, you know, I wouldn't say the pessimists out there, but the people that are worried about these things that won't spend the money, seeing what that can do to it is just,
that's real planning.
Gives you the value.
That's the difference between portfolio.
Right.
So many people out there right now have a portfolio and very few people have a plan. I've said that, we've all said that for 17 years since we started the company. And a lot of folks right now, it's like, yeah, you might have an income plan, but is it this like building, like building a house that's kind of wobbly and it's there, but it's like one storm would blow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to build that house, that income plan, and then test, put fire on it, put rain and wind and all, you know, is it still stand up? Does it still stand up? Right. And that's a huge, you know, from a planning standpoint, those are huge, huge, huge things that have to be dealt with. And I think the satisfaction I have, I mean, this happens a lot, but right before the holidays, right before Christmas, 2 weeks before, I had a client come in. They've been clients for many years and they're just great people. And they're like, you know, Derek, we've always wanted this house in Florida. And we've never really brought it up to you, but we just never thought we could afford it. You know, they've saved $2.5 million, $3 million, but they have expenses and hobbies and boats, and they say, no, we'd love to have this place in Florida. And the cool part is we run it through their system and say, hey, here's a deal. Even if you have, let's say you either pay cash or you have a mortgage, here's what it looked like in your plan. And maybe they leave a little bit less to the next generation and their children. But at the end of the day, they can have this place in Florida to enjoy with their family, with their friends. And they were like literally high-fiving, like, this is perfect. But a lot of people don't know what they don't know. And that's what we want to make. We want to encourage you. Again, we've been doing this since 2003. I want to remind you that this atmosphere with our firm, if you've been to these in the past, this isn't like put you into a room and make a decision if you want to work with us. This is a real open-end consultation for you and for our firm to see if we can help, to see if we're a good fit. And to sit down with us, there's no cost. But I don't know if you're into New Year's resolutions, but for me, I want to make sure all my I's, all my T's are dotted, especially when it comes to something important like retirement planning and being able to enjoy what you have. So with that being said, take us up on the offer. We have a few appointments available over the next couple of weeks. You can do a Zoom, or you can do Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. The number is 800-227-7777. So call right now and book that visit. 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit right online and get a ton of information on our website, which is shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to leave you with our SHP tip of the week as it relates to planning and your retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, so hopefully you got some good value out of out of the five areas of the retirement roadmap here at SHP Financial. Building an income plan is so important because without income, there is no retirement. And Keith, we always want to leave everyone with the tip of the week. Last week, it was knowing how to build an expense spreadsheet or a budget for retirement. That's kind of like just getting the ball rolling. But when you're building a true income plan, what's the next tip for this week?
Yeah, then you got to, we discussed a little earlier, find your fixed income sources. What is your Social Security going to look like? Do you have a strategy that you want to employ, or have you looked at the different Social Security strategies? Pension. What is your pension income? Do you have any rental income? What is your dividend and interest income? And kind of formulate all those numbers and kind of do the math between, you know, those fixed income numbers versus your expenses. And typically what you're going to find is you have an income gap, right?
Yep.
The amount of money your portfolio or your income plan needs to generate to allow you to do the things that you want to do in retirement year after year. And now there's other pieces that go in it, such inflation and things like that. But that's really kind of the big thing, is find that income gap.
So Matt, knowing your income gap is simple math. It's it's your income minus your expenses.
Yep.
Your base income, not counting investments, just straight base income minus expenses. And most of our clients have a gap. And but you in order to retire, I feel like you have to know that gap, right? The income gap.
Right.
And it's so important, because how do you know if you've saved enough?
Well, and that's my point, is to kind of build on that, right? So my tip, or to kind of supplement what Keith mentioned, is now start to, once you have been able to identify what that is, now start to think about all the different variables that are sort of in your life. Definitely. Now, everyone's situation is different, but there's certain similarities, like, you know, things that, you know, geeks like us talk about, like inflation and what's the impact there. But, you know, and taxes, of course, and I think a lot of people will think about taxes. But I think when it comes to you know, people's personal situation, think about, you know, what the effect on your income gap would be if you move. Are you planning on downsizing? Are you not planning on downsizing? Are we going to be traveling once COVID goes away? Going to be traveling more, or are you pretty much done because of what's happened? You know, what about grandkids? What about your kids? Are they going to need support? Are they not going to need support? I mean, take that income gap and now layer in to think about all the different things that are going to affect that, both now and then, you know, going forward, because you want to make sure that you start to think about these what ifs and to be ready when the curveball comes.
And I think that's a great point, the way you put it, Matt, because you have this, obviously you have an income, a lot of people have an income deficit, right? Let's say your expenses are $100,000 and your income's $70,000, right? That's a $30,000 deficit. Well, if we just plan for that, that's not going to hold up, because like Matt said, let's say inflation kicks in and goes high. And let's say taxes go up. So that same $30,000 you need now to meet your living standards might be $50,000 in 10 years or more, or we don't know, because that's why it's important not to just build a plan, but think about all the things that could affect it and then address them, right? That's true planning, is addressing them so you don't have to worry. Hey, if inflation goes up, we're okay. If taxes go up, we're okay. Or we can do things to address it so we're not in a high tax bracket down the road. We did how many conversions did we do last year for Roth conversions in 2020? And we'll do them as long as the tax code permits for the clients that it makes sense for. Bottom line is, I mean, as you're listening, we're very passionate about this. We've been doing this since 2003. Are we a good fit for you and for us? We don't know, right? But all I know is if you're listening and you can relate to this, you've probably worked a good chunk of your life, if not all your life, trying to get to this place called retirement. And you want to make sure you have every I dotted, T crossed. And especially when it comes to today's show, to having an income plan, that you have an income plan that's going to sustain you through the good and the bad in retirement. And I know there's always other worries and health and life issues that come up, but if we can control as many things as we can, and this is a starting point, please take control of that for your own retirement. And again, we've been doing this since 2003. We welcome you to come in, sit down. There's no cost to sit down with our team, see if we're a good fit, but make sure you see what makes it different here, because most firms, it's portfolio. Over here, there's so much more than just a portfolio in retirement. It's planning, it's income, it's tax strategies, and more. So the number to call to book this visit or a Zoom meeting is 800-227-7777. As we welcome the new year, get it as a New Year's resolution. Take it, get a second opinion, or start building out a first opinion for your own strategy for retirement. 800-227-7777. Or you can also go to our website, book a visit there, and get a ton of information at shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. Happy New Year, everyone. And we hope you enjoy the weekend. And we'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.